The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, I'm leaving the Afghanistan thing and politics aside. We're going to kick it to the curb and move on. But first, I am just amazed at the Republicans who helped get Joe Biden elected are now groaning and complaining about what Joe Biden is doing as president. Liz Cheney fought against Donald Trump. Hey, listen, Donald Trump was far, far, far from perfect. But my goodness, look at the difference. And so Liz Cheney was just being interviewed on TV about, oh, Joe Biden is terrible. It's horrible. It's an embarrassment. People are going to die because of Joe Biden. I thought, then why did you help him get elected? All right. I'm leaving that alone. I'm going to move on. More and more school districts are announcing mask mandates. Worthington Schools is the latest. I got the tweet just a few moments ago. A universal mask mandate. Doesn't make a difference who you are. If you are in the school buildings of Worthington Schools, you will wear a mask. Teacher, student, custodian, volunteer, parent, doesn't make any difference. If you walk into a Worthington school building, you will be required to wear a mask. Now, if you were listening earlier in the program, I said, hey, this COVID thing is serious stuff. We've got another surge and people are dying. This is serious. This is not some grand hoax. But sadly, much if not most of what we've been told about how to fight it, what's going to work, what won't work, has not been true. And one of them is the mask thing. Yesterday, I shared with you a recent study indicating that the kind of mask that everybody's wearing, the cloth mask or the quote-unquote surgical masks, are 10% effective, which means they're 90% ineffective. Now, that was yesterday. Reputable study published in multiple reputable news sources, including the New York Post and many other newspapers around the country. N95, which is kind of the gold standard, 60% effective. That's all. But the kind of mask that all the kids are going to wear, 10% or less. Here is a lengthy article. It's 9 pages long from New York Magazine. Now, New York Magazine is not some conspiracy rag. It's not some right-wing conspiracy source. If anything, they lean to the left. New York Magazine. I'm holding the story in my hand. Headline, "The Science of Masking Kids at School Remains Uncertain." At the end of May, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published a notable yet mostly ignored large-scale study of COVID transmission in American schools. A few major news outlets covered its release by briefly reiterating the study's summary that masking then unvaccinated teachers and improving ventilation with more fresh air were associated with a lower incidence of virus in the schools. Those are common sense measures, and the fact that they seem to work is reassuring but not surprising. Other findings of equal importance in the study, however, were absent from the summary or ignored. Quote, these findings, now again, this is a study done by the Centers for Disease Control. These findings cast doubt on the impact of many of the most common mitigation measures in American schools. Distancing, hybrid models, classroom barriers, HEPA filters, and most notably, requiring student masking were each found to not have a statistically significant benefit. In other words, none of these measures could be said to be effective. In other words, these measures, including and especially masking children, doesn't do anything. Again, quoting, in the realm of science and public health policy outside the U.S., the implications of these particular findings are not exactly controversial. Many of America's peer nations around the world, including the UK, Ireland, all of Scandinavia, France, the Netherlands, Switzerland, and Italy, have all exempted kids from wearing masks in classrooms. Conspicuously, there is no evidence of more outbreaks in schools in those countries relative to schools in the U.S. where the solid majority of kids wore masks for an entire academic year. Did you hear that? The UK, Ireland, all of Scandinavia, France, the Netherlands, Switzerland, and Italy, all of them have exempted kids from wearing masks in school, and yet they have done no worse than the American schools who have mandated masks. These countries, along with the World Health Organization, whose child masking guidance differs substantially from the CDC's recommendations, have explicitly recognized that the decision to mask students carries with it potential academic and social harms for children and may lack a clear benefit. In other words, we know that it's detrimental, and we have no clue that it's beneficial. Let me skip a page or two. After the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics issued their student mask guidance last month, remember the American Academy of Pediatrics said, we got to mask all the kids, we got to mask all the kids. The writer of this article says, quote, I contacted both organizations asking for the evidence or underlying data upon which they had based their recommendations. The American Academy of Pediatrics did not respond to multiple requests. The CDC press office replied that since children under 12 cannot be vaccinated, the agency recommends schools do universal masking. But the article goes on and says that the CDC, the reason they are suggesting masking for children as well, kids under 12 can't be vaccinated. Well, what is your evidence to prove that that's effective? They didn't have any. The CDC didn't have any data, evidence, or research that putting masks on these kids actually helped the kids, the students, or anybody else. This is New York Magazine, left-leaning source, a 9-page extensive report saying The United States of America is out of touch with the rest of the world. Nobody else is requiring children in school to wear masks because there's no evidence that it helps, and there's a great deal of evidence that it hurts. So why are all of these schools mandating masks when there is no real scientific proof that it works? Two words, teachers union. I'll add three more words. Fear of parents. Parents who are responding in paranoia and fear without any scientific evidence are bombarding school boards, not with facts, not with data, not with science, but emotion and hysteria. Now, I spent quite a bit of time today establishing the fact this COVID thing is serious. It should not be taken lightly. But when we're talking about our kids, let's follow the science. And the science says masks do far more harm than good for kids in our schools. And yet school districts all over America will harm their kids with no scientific justification.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. And we're going to go to the phones. Joel in Marysville has been very patient, and I'm grateful for that. Joel, thank you for your patience. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Thank you. I just wanted to run some thoughts by you about the mask mandate, the vaccine mandates,
yeah.
All this. Governments and corporations and anyone that's forcing it upon you that is not of the medical profession, it is of my opinion, and yes, my opinion, they're practicing medicine without a license. And if you're taking your second opinion from government, politicians, or corporate executives to wear a mask or get a vaccination, I have to say you got a fool for a doctor, because they don't have a medical degree and they should not be making recommendations of that nature for us.
Well, you know, I agree with you. Of course, they would say, well, but we are following the recommendations of the experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci, who told us a year ago, those masks don't work. We don't need to wear masks. They just give people a good feeling. So that would be their defense. Yeah, it's not our decision. We're just following the guidance of the experts.
They can make a recommendation, but as far as I'm concerned, they can only go as far as a warning on a pack of cigarettes or on a side of a beer or alcohol.
Yeah,
that's as far as the government's allowed to go in my medical concerns. I don't consider them my second opinion source. I surely don't look to the government for that.
Well, Joel, I agree with you. I do, and that's why I will continue to say it. In my research, my wife and I chose to get the vaccine, and we're glad we did. Not one bit of regret whatsoever. But that's got to be an individual decision. It must. It can't be a mandate, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you 100%. It is an individual. I have family members that have taken it. I have family members that will not take it.
Yeah.
And we gather together. We're not,
sure.
You know,
yeah.
we don't have any hard feelings one way or the other. And the other thing,
shouldn't.
No, we shouldn't, Bob. I've listened to you for a long time. But I can tell you this, it really grinds me wrong when someone tries to tell me I got to do this for my health when I can't deal with antibiotics. You know,
yeah.
I can't even deal with an antibiotic, and I have to take colloidal silver and stuff like that when I do need them.
Wow,
and
okay.
There, but I'm just saying, and twice I had the vaccine for the flu, guess what? I got the flu. The only two times in my life I had the flu, and
wow.
It was good.
Yeah.
And both of them, one was mandated by the Ohio State University, and the other one was mandated by the military when I was in there.
Yeah.
So they both said, oh, no, you need this. We'll need, you know, so you don't get sick, and guess who got sick?
Yeah. You're not unique. That story could be repeated over and over again. Thanks, Joel. I appreciate it. And again, you were very patient on hold. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, sir.
God bless you. All right. And this thing of people, Joy and I are on this email thing for our neighborhood, our community, and actually encompasses a whole lot of neighborhoods other than just ours, but it's called Next Door, and ours is Next Door, and supposedly it's our little subdivision. And my goodness, the meanness on this email thing. Just this morning, somebody posted about a rally or a demonstration that's going to be held down at the State House against vaccine mandates. Okay, fine. There's going to be several people that are going to go down to the State House, and I don't even know when it is. I don't know whether it's today or this week. I don't know. But it's a demonstration against vaccine mandates. Fine. You should read the comments. You people are murderers. You people who won't get the vaccine, you are going to kill other people. You're no better than a murderer because you won't get the vaccine. Go ahead. Fight for freedom from vaccines, but just know you are killing innocent people. There were a bunch of comments like that. And I thought, folks, people, come on. Follow the science. You know, yeah, you can read some reputable studies that say the masks really work. There are just as many reputable studies, like the one I read to you just a few minutes ago, that say masks don't do a thing. They might be 10% effective. It's a personal decision. Don't judge other people. Don't get bent out of shape. Don't get your knickers in a knot because somebody disagrees with you on the vaccine. You are responsible for you. Let other people make up their own choice. Maybe family members, friends, neighbors. There is so much differing views on this. Do your own work. Do your own research. Make your own decision.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.